How far I fell before I regained control of the plane, I do not know. But I must have been very close to the ground when I started to rise again, as I plainly heard the squealing of animals below me. Rising again, I scanned the heavens for my pursuers, and finally making out their lights far behind me, saw that they were landing, evidently in search of me. Not until their lights were no longer discernible did I venture to flash my little lamp upon my compass, and then I found to my consternation that a fragment of the projectile had utterly destroyed my only guide, as well as my speedometer. It was true I could follow the stars in the general direction of helium, but without knowing the exact location of the city or the speed at which I was traveling, my chances of finding it were slim. Helium lies 1,000 miles southwest of Zodanga, and with my compass intact, I should have made the trip, barring accidents, in between 4 and 5 hours. As it turned out, however, morning found me speeding over a vast expanse of Dead Sea bottom after nearly 6 hours of continuous flight at high speed. Presently, a great city showed below me, but it was not Helium, as that alone of all Barsoomian metropolises consists in 2 immense circular-walled cities about 75 miles apart, and would have been easily distinguishable from the altitude at which I was flying. Believing that I had come too far to the north and west, I turned back in a southeasterly direction, passing during the forenoon several other large cities, but none resembling the description which Kantos Khan had given me of Helium. In addition to the twin city formation of Helium, another distinguishing feature is the 2 immense towers, one a vivid scarlet rising nearly 1 mile into the air from the center of one of the cities, while the other, of bright yellow and of the same height, marks her sister.